Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of the guidebook series, plus my most recent book, The Successful Mind. And actually, if you want to listen to the audio book of The Successful Mind, make sure you check through the podcast. I've put each of the chapters there for your listening pleasure. And my thought on that book is, if you listen to this and you really take it in, you probably will know more than 95%+ of people on the planet. So do check that out. Now, welcome to today's session of the Life Masterclass, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. It's a little bit overcast here today, but you know, the beautiful thing about being in the tropics is when it rains, it sort of cools you down as opposed to gives you hypothermia if you're somewhere cooler. So I actually quite like the rain. So it's a beautiful grey day here in Bali. And I'm super excited to share with you, as always, some practical tips, tools, and strategies to help make your life a little bit more awesome. Increase your happiness, increase your success, increase your health and vitality. That's where we're all about. Remember, if you want to go even deeper, working from the inside out, make sure you check out the guided meditations. You know, one of the things is when we get into these altered states of consciousness, deeply relaxed, a deeper conversation can happen, and a conversation maybe you couldn't imagine. So I encourage you, if you haven't done that yet or before, make sure you check that out. So today's podcast is based on a conversation. I work as a coach and I have a number of coaching clients, and if an interesting subject comes up in those coaching conversations, I like to pass them on so that as many people as possible can get the benefit. And that benefit, I hope, is for you to take away some insight that came up in that conversation. Obviously, I find the topics quite relevant if they're relevant for a particular client I'm working with. A lot of times there's relevance across a broader spectrum. So I'm recording this in sort of the mid part of May, and we're still in this coronavirus experience at the moment. So I'm going to talk today about sustainability and overwhelm. And maybe I'll start with sustainability. It's not a long conversation, this one, and it's not a long insight for you. The idea that I talked to my client about and had them made very clear about was the idea that in order to be sustainable for the long term, for the game of life, which isn't a sprint, the game of life is a marathon or several marathons, an ultra marathon. In order to sustain ourselves mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually on this path, this journey, we need to make sure that we're actually conscious about how we do it. Like, I'm very much about strategy. I'm very much about what can we do and put in place and be more conscious of, so this experience of life and this game of life and this ultra marathon is as joyful and fulfilling and meaningful as possible. So here's one of the things I suggest for you. When it comes to sustainability, it's not about trying to live life at 100% the whole time. Like, that's an interesting concept. But what it doesn't allow for is any unforeseen things coming your way. So I'm more of a teacher about, for sustainability, maybe you want to cruise along at about 80-85%, and this is personal preference, but my teaching is you need to have some space there to allow for the unforeseen to come in and not max you out. And what do I mean by that? So if I'm going along at 80% and something sideswipes me, something completely from left field that I wasn't planning on, I didn't see coming, and it completely bamboozled me. But I need to put energy and effort and resources into dealing with that. Because I'm at 80%, I can surge in my capacity to handle that for a period of time. But what I want to do is then come back down to this 80-85% level so I can continue with that sustainability. Now, if I'm operating at 100%, and some unforeseen thing comes, which is otherwise known as life. If I don't have the capacity to handle that, then I'm probably going to get completely stressed out. I'm going to maybe have some health issues and all the other stuff that goes with that. So it's about consciously being aware of checking in, where am I at? And this is, you know, ties in with the conversation around overwhelm. And, you know, I've talked to lots of different clients and, you know, what do I do when I get into overwhelm? And I suggest that they back it up a step and I say, what you need to do is maintain conscious awareness of your traversing through life so that you can actually start taking measures when you feel a little bit of overwhelm creep in. Most people only start doing stuff when they hit the red line, when they're completely frazzled or fried or overwhelmed or stressed out. That's when they start doing something, when that pain is great enough. But, you know, Life Masterclass is about how can we be more masterful about how we navigate our way through life. So first of all, don't allow yourself to get into overwhelm. And I use the metaphor in personal training. There's a technique called rate of perceived exertion. And it's where a personal trainer will say to their client, so tell me what level you're at on a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is you're about to fall asleep, 10 you're about to have a heart attack. Like, where are you on that scale as we do these exercises? And a client might say, I'm at a 7. So the personal trainer might say, well, I can push you a little bit more then. If the client says they're at a 9, then the personal trainer might ease off. So it's just this subjective measure. We can do the same thing for ourselves. We can have a subjective measure of what's my stress level like at the moment. And as it gets higher, as it gets beyond 8, you start saying no to stuff. You start pushing some things away. You start creating some more space. You start taking more walks in nature. You start playing with your dog a little bit more. You start just stopping, pushing back, saying no. And those are the triggers when we start getting to that point of a little bit of overwhelm. We need to have the conscious awareness to stop it. Now, from a strategy perspective, and as I say, I'm all about the strategy, what can we do in order to ensure we don't slip into overwhelm without our knowing? Like, we don't just get to some point and we realize I am completely overwhelmed. How can we interrupt the pattern of the build-up to this overwhelm? So my suggestion, and it's an activity that I do every week, is I have a weekly meeting with myself. And I encourage you to do the same thing. Every week, chisel out some time, and I recommend the same day, the same time, so it becomes a habit. Have a meeting with yourself. You Inc. Like, imagine yourself as your own business, if you don't already have your own business. And that weekly meeting is for you to check in on all the things that contribute to you having a fulfilling, joyful, meaningful, vital life. In the guidebook to authentic success, I talk about 8 pillars for authentic success. And I might actually do a podcast. My next podcast next week might be on the 8 pillars of authentic success, so we can sort of address those particular areas. Areas like joy, areas like growth, area like financial flow, area like feeling authentic. So what I do is once a week I check in to see where I'm at. And this is the thing to do to create this habit of check-in, so you don't get 3 months down the track and realize that you're completely overwhelmed. Because you checked in on a regular basis, you started to realize, oh, I'm at an 8. I'm starting to get to an 8 and 8.5. Okay, I need to start putting some things to the side. I need to push some projects. I need to give that another 3 months, park it on the shelf for 3 months. But that won't happen if we don't actually stop, sit down, and bring our conscious awareness to that actual experience. So that's the thing I'm going to suggest for you to integrate into your life in order to maintain sustainability, in order to maintain this idea of staying out of overwhelm, is that weekly meeting with yourself. It's a powerful, powerful thing. So that's what I'm going to leave you with and close out. And I strongly encourage, I do it 9 o'clock every Monday morning. Sets me up for my week. But you could do it a weekend. You could do it anytime. But I suggest doing it the same day and the same time every week, so it becomes a habit. And that habit will serve you extremely well. I can assure you with absolute certainty that that will make a significant difference in your life and ensure that you don't get into overwhelm without knowing it. You won't see it creeping up, or you will see it creeping up when you have that meeting with yourself, so it doesn't have the opportunity to slip past you without you knowing. So there you go. For me, I believe a powerful lesson for my client, and I hope a powerful lesson for you as well. So as always, thank you so much for joining me today. If you want to go deeper with the work with myself, obviously I have some online programs. Processing Your Limiting Beliefs is a beautiful program. Emotional Mastery, another beautiful program. And I'm working on a third one, which is Decision Making Mastery, which will be out in the not too distant future. If you want to work with me personally, just send an email to carl@carlmassey.com or just check out my website, carlmassey.com, contacts page, and you can track me down. I'd love to help you out in any way, shape, or form that I can. So as we wrap up, again, thank you so much for joining me wherever you are on this amazing, beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours. Have an absolutely fantastic day, and take care.